Terror returns to Bali. A series of near-simultaneous bomb blasts has rocked the Indonesian resort island of Bali. Three bombs exploded at a steakhouse in Kuta Beach, while a further three bombs went off at a seafood restaurant in nearby Jimbaran Beach. Casualty figures so far are 25 people dead and at least 100 injured, with both numbers set to rise. Indonesia's President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono has condemned the latest atrocities and said terrorists were to blame. He gave a chilling warning that other attacks might be imminent. He promised the bombers would be caught, announcing, "We will hunt down the perpetrators and bring them to justice." He also expressed the need for vigilance. The Al-Qaeda-linked militant group Jamaah Islamiyah, thought to be responsible for the October 12, 2002 attack at Kuta, which took the lives of 202 people, is suspected over the latest bombings. It sees Bali, with its hordes of foreign tourists thronging seafront cafes and restaurants, as a soft target in its campaign of terror. The Australian government announced it had received evidence that the group was plotting an attack and that it was in the advanced stages of planning, but had no specific information as to where or when it might take place. The death tolls from the latest atrocities could have been higher. Local media report that police discovered a number of unexploded devices at both locations.